So you just got finished saying that everything is a nisayon in life because we have a neshama and a guf. The person is in a constant battle. So, if he is a Ben Chayil, strong man, and he's going to win the war, that's considered Adam Shalim because he's able to overcome all challenges. So, Yizkeh LeDavik BeBoyrei, and the result of that is Dveikus. Why is the result of that Dveikus? Because that means he's more carved to his Tzad Neshama than his Tzad Guf. Because if he's able to win these battles, what that means is essentially is he's becoming closer to Hashem through a Dveikus in his Guf. And then he's basically out of the prosbul into the tractlin and experiencing or in the orachai. Now, this is a very, very, very fundamental line. This is what I spoke of on Shabbos. It says, according to the shear that he was kovish, his yetzer and his taivos, and that he was marchik from the marchikim means close to the makarim. It's an unbelievable line in the Mr. Sharm says. I'm talking about high levels. I'm talking about people. They wake up every morning. They win all their challenges. They are flying high. They are Dovah Kiddush Kaddush Baruch Hu. I told you every single waking moment is a challenge, and you could defeat it. And your job in life is to defeat the challenges and come up. Okay. So what happens if I don't defeat win every battle? So what are you telling me? You're telling me that the only way to survive in this world is you have to basically defeat your goof. I'm not holding my doing that. I know myself. It's not going to work. So from Sharm, if he has sheer asher kavash as Yitzroy, to the degree that you're kovish, to that degree you're zoichet to dveikus. That means it's not all or nothing. It's not all or nothing. It's gradual. So a person is on degree to the degree that he's able to do it, and he wins one battle, he just got a certain amount of Vegas. Then he does another battle, he has another Vegas. Okay. So every time he won and he was Kovish, to that degree, he is Mekayim and achieves a level of Zvekas. That's what Don here points out from this Mesillas Yesharim. Yediyazu, that Shekefi Asher Shekavash, Ze'echen Me'advarm Ha'ikrim, Shayetim Mavakish L'Ha'alamidias. This is one of the main things that the Yesharim wants us to forget. Most people say, the Yesharim tells the person, you're never going to win. So you may as well give up now. Right? Also not like that. Right? But this is what he's saying. Right? Then he says another point. He says the other thing is if a person goes by Draga, Dos Gufa that he was Kovish once on a small level, that itself will propel him to the next level. The kvisha of the smaller thing will by itself lead him to the bigger one. That's another point that he says. But then the Mesillas Yesharim adds, Kein yasigehu v'yismach boy. It's another kenech. The Yismach boy, he's gonna have simcha. The Queen of Hearts, Rabbi Orlik, said, especially he said that there was Sula. So life is a steig, is an opportunity to steig. So he says, for some people, that's a Gehenna, because I'm never going to get there. So you're telling me my challenge is to get up there? It's a horrible life. And for most of my life, I'm not there. So most of my life, I'm never really achieving anything, achieving it. So for other people, it's unbelievable simcha, right? Because I climbed one step today, and this, if I keep doing this, I'm going to get up to Shemaim eventually. This is an unbelievable ladder. I can get up to Shemaim by doing this. And I did one step today. I'm even closer. And I'm not just higher than I was yesterday. I'm on a ladder that's my Shemaim. It's Shema. Like, right? So it's two different ways of looking at the same thing. So this is what it says here. To that degree, you'll get it. And to the Vegas, and to that degree, he'll be B'simcha. Right?